Kevin Casey joins us now to preview this card at Randwick as well. G'day, Kev.
Yes, good morning to you, Gareth. Yeah, well, that was all very interesting.
Which part?
Well, Gator's enthusiasm for the final event at Randwick today. Particularly, my best bet is right there. I'm with the favourites. I think On the Lead is perfectly set up here. 1,000 metres, perfect draw. McDonald, who may well have two or three wins already under the belt by then. It just seems perfect for mine. Bellucci Babe runs in the race prior, can give us some sort of reference, but I'm not sure whether On the Lead needs one. I think he's rock solid here and a great way to finish the day. So race 10, number 3, On the Lead, by far the best, and a really good way to finish the day at Randwick. Hack race, others may speculate. Value go all the way back to the first. I think the Highway Watson.
Another one of Gator's favourites there, Kev.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think Watson, that run at Bathurst, in a really good race, and a better race than this. It was an $80,000 race, that Panorama, a really good field. And Watson just kept making ground from a mile back. Now, it has to run 1,600, but should get to a better spot today. So I thought at each way odds, it was worth a play there. So race one, number one, is Watson. Quaddy, pretty wide today, and good luck with this. First leg, 4, 6, 8, 12, 14. The second leg, 1, 2, 4, 11, and 13. The third leg, 4, 5, 9, 10, and 12. And we finish up with 3, 5, and 10 in the final leg.
Do you have a tip at Caulfield today, Kev?
No, look, I'll leave that yep. to others. There's one or two there that maybe I'll speculate on. But look, I haven't torn it apart, the form there, so I'll leave that to those that have.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
All right, cheers.
There's Kevin Casey.
The Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
Now, we just lost Ed Kennett there, so we might take a quick break here, and then when we return, we'll catch up with Ed Kennett. And also, we've got Bart Sinclair to preview Eagle Farm, Nardi Horn to look at Morphettville, Harry White to take a look at Hamilton Cup Day, Pete Antonis looks at the opening day there at Ascot in the West. I'll take a look at Victoria Cup night in the trots at Bendigo, and it's the Bendigo Cup heats there tonight. And George Ferrugia will have a close look at those races.
Caulfield Guineas Morning for Robot Building Supplies, offering an extensive range of building supplies Melbourne-wide and throughout Victoria.
R-O-B-O-T, Robot Building Supplies.
The legendary Ladbrokes Cox Plate, the race where legends are made. 2,040 metres and 2 minutes of pure theatre and unmissable action. It's Australia's best race, won by the world's best horses.
Winks has done it! A half length to Sunline.
The legendary Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Saturday, October 23 at the Valley. Experience a legendary day from home. Visit coxplate.com.au.
Gates crashed back and he started strong. That's his 40th outing at Bairnsdale and expectations are high. He's on the beers already. Has he gone too early? The tie's off and he's approaching the home straight. He's had a few and knows driving's not smart. His wife's ready to go and he needs to make a move. Heading towards the finish. Nothing in it. And yes, he's jumped in the bus. He's home.
The real win this racing season is making the right decision to not drink and drive. If we all get home safely, everyone wins. TAC.
The average earnings per runner for English ready-to-race sale graduates since 2015 is over $82,000. Don't miss Australasia's most progressive two-year-old sale at Riverside on Tuesday, October 26. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
Major building projects for the trade or a DIY home reno. Robot Building Supplies is the Australian-owned, family-run business you can trust.
Robots got it.
Robots' product range is vast and world-class. And when it comes to product knowledge...
Robots got it.
Next-day delivery in Metro Melbourne...
Robots got it.
Over 70 years' experience and reliability helping Melburnians. Robot Building Supplies. Notting Hill, Sunshine, Preston, Dramana, Pakenham, Coldstream and Darnham. RobotBuildingSupplies.com.au.
R-O-B-O-T. Robot Building Supplies.
Team up with the professionals and cover your falls from 24 hours of age with HQ Insurance. No excess on life-saving surgery claims, agreed value, fall rate guarantee, and the optional extended fall policy until the 2023 yearling sales. Be sure, insure with HQ.
With recent graduates such as Natoya, Lightsaber, Forget You, Trumbull, Alibor, Malkovich and See You in Spring, the English ready-to-race sale is not to be missed. Catalogue for the October 26 auction at Riverside, available now at inglis.com.au.
It's spring and it's time to play. This Saturday with Tab for all races at Randwick and Caulfield. Place a tote win bet and if your horse runs second, third, fourth or even fifth, get a bonus bet back up to $50. Yep, that's bonus bets back all the way down to fifth on all races at two big tracks. So download the app today. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online tote win bet only. TNC's a website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers at 1800 858 858.
Caulfield Guineas Morning for Robot Building Supplies. From minor home renovations to multi-storey construction, Robot will get the job done right.
R-O-B-O-T, Robot Building Supplies.
Eagle Farm is the meeting in Brisbane. Cozzy, what's happening there with the scratchings and track conditions?
Well, today it is a fine day. The rail is out a metre and a half for the entire circumference. And they've got a total of eight scratchings there today. Now, race one, take out number five, Isaiah. Race 2, Planet 4, Best of Bordeaux, number 4. Third, The Emergency, 11. Hattusa's out, number 11. Race 4's clear. Race 5, Put a Line Through 6, Smoke and Piero, number 6. Race 6, 1, Mr. So-and-so's out, number 1. Race 8, 5, An American, and 9, Naminga, 5 and 9. And Race 9, 5, Safado comes out, number 5.
Bart Sinclair, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
9 races there at Eagle Farm. How do we back a winner?
Yeah, we go start with race 5, Gareth, number 7, Aswa. Last start at the Gold Coast, just didn't break cleanly and got well back. It was actually last and 3 wide and just kept improving to the widest runner. And I thought did a good job to finish 3rd. A track and distance winner 2 starts back. And just a little concerned 3 weeks between runs, but gee, Taylor Marshall's in great form at the moment. I think if he does jump cleanly today, Aswa won't be far off the lead here. So I'm quite keen there, race 5, number 7, and it's going to be close to each way odds. Go to race 6, Gareth, number 6, Enterprise Kieran. First up run at the Gold Coast I thought was good in a very strong race. Miami Fleiss ran good time. She did get a nice run along the inside but kept coming, made good ground the last bit. 1,400 metres at Eagle Farm, I think, is perfect, and has had a gun second-up record. 3 goes for 2 wins and a placing. So she's about $5.50. I think that's good value, race 6, number 6. And go to race 8, which is the Queensland Cup, 2,406 metres. Number 2, Honourable Spirit. He's been terrific all campaign. John Smurden's done a great job with him. He's had 12 starts this campaign. That's a big workload. But he keeps, you know, racing consistently. His last 7 runs, he's had 4 wins and 2 seconds. He's second in the Toowoomba Cup last time, I thought was a good, solid performance and indicated to me that the stretch out to 2,400 metres is not going to be a problem. Race 8, number 2. So, Gareth, we turn to the quaddy, race 6. I think we go 6, 10 and 9 there. Enterprise Kieran I'm keen on. Race 7, Apache Chase was terrific winning the Wheatwood first up. He's got a good opponent here in Emerald Kingdom. I would say that his first up record isn't really flash. He seems to improve with a run. But he's there as a danger. He trialled very well on Tuesday, but the Apache Chase, so impressive in the Wheatwood. Race 8, I think we can get it in 2 here. 2 and 4, Honourable Spirit and Top Order, who's going really well at the moment, and he'll run the 2,400 metres on his ear. And the last, I think we need to go a little bit wider here. Disappointed Full Nelson's got the outside draw here at 8. Doesn't sound bad, but 8 in a at the 1,200 metre start, and he just might have to do a bit of work, but I think he's good value. 1, 6, 3 and 9 in the last. So the quaddy numbers, Gareth, race 6, 6, 10 and 9, race 7, 2 to beat 1, race 8, 2 to beat 4, and race 9, 1, 6, 3 and 9.
Good luck, Bart.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Bart Sinclair looking at Eagle Farm. Cozzy, the racing in Adelaide at Morphettville. What's happening there?
Weather fine. Hand a good four. Total of 18. Race one is clear. Race two, take out 7. Galahad Guru at 11. The Red Sea, 7 at 11. Third event, put out 7 expectant. 11 NZB, 7 and 11. Race 4 clear. Race 5, put out 5 Larkham. 6 Mr. Havichat and 15 Rushfire. 5, 6, 15. Sixth event, put out 3 Deal Breaker and 14 Harndorf. 3 and 14. Race 7, take out number 4 Street Tough. 8 the Mobot. 12 Triton Rising and number 13 Bell CL. 4, 8, 12 and 13. Now, race 8, 2 late scratchings here. Number 3 Chipping Away on Vet Advice and 16 Addiction, a late one on Vet Advice. So 3 and 16, both late ones. And race 9, scratch 4, She's a Still, 12, Kunkamaru, and 19, Harbouring, 4, 12, and 19.
It's a very good morning to you, Nadia Horn.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials? I'll have a quaddie if that's okay as well, and your play of the day.
Okay, we'll kick off in race 3 with 3, The Billionaire. He comes over from Victoria, and for mine, he's got far superior form to these. He's likely to find the top from the inside draw. So he's going to get a beautiful run throughout. His effort first up was solid. He's ran to good enough figures in the past to be the winner. So race 3, number 3, The Billionaire, the first of the specials. We then roll into race 4, which is the feature of the Hill Smith Stakes, the listed race 1800. Number 7, Blackcomb, comes over from Victoria. Danny O'Brien puts the polish on this filly. Look, she's well in the market for the Oaks. She should be winning this. Look, she's been very well back now into $1.95 after they did bet around $2.60 when markets first went up. The effort last time out at Flemington when they put the blinkers on was great. She was up to 1,800 metres for the first time, and she really knuckled down and found the line. It's going to probably take bad luck to beat her. That's race 4, number 7, Blackcomb. And I've got one at a huge price that goes around in the last race today. I found this a very tough race to try and sort out, and I did think that number 17, Outpost, was well over the odds at $34. He's had a couple of runs back this prep. I'm prepared to forgive the Balaclava run last time out because that was a day that you had to be right up there close to the rail on speed, and then he was off tempo and it really wasn't suited by the way the track played when he was well in the market. His effort first up from a break was in similar type of grade to this, and he came out and ran a slashing race after getting back and finishing off powerfully and running third, being beaten under half a length. And if he ran up to anywhere near that, he would be half that quote. So I'm going to have something on him on an each-way basis. So the three horses we're going to entertain are race 3, the 3, race 4, the 7, and race 9 at number 17. And our quaddie today will go 4, 8, 9, the first leg, 1, 6, 10, the second, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13, the third leg, and 1, 3, 11, and 17 in the last. And our play of the day is an all-up, race 3, number 3, into race 4, number 7.
Good luck. Thanks for that, Nadia.
Thanks, Gareth.
So Nadia Ken on The Billionaire in race number 3, and so is Gaita. So race 3, number 3, the Victorian heading to Adelaide. They're racing at Hamilton in Victoria. It's Hamilton Cup Day there, Cozzy.
Showery, and the rails through the entire circuit. Got a soft 7 now, a total of 29 out. Race 1, take out 2, Flying Artist. Also 3, Iron Dragon. 5, a late one, Sachem. 8, Tokelu Drift. 12, Rose of Maher. Number 15, Patriotic King, 16 Mawari and 17 Bay of Ireland. So that's 2, 3, 5, 8, 12, 15, 16, 17. Second, put out 10 Danira and 16 Yankee Spirit, 10 and 16. Third, put a line through 7 Champagne Witness, 15 Yoroomba, 17 White Hart Express, 18 Fake or Fortune, 19 Albanian Eagle and 20 Athletic Me, 7, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20. Race 4, leave out 10 Rosie Rose and 14 Levitus, 10 and 14. Race 5, we're going without 2, Chapel Express, and 3, Hoshkandel, 2 and 3. Race 6, scratch 3, Magna Jet, and 11, Astronomicel, 3 and 11. The 7th, put out 1, Constantinople, number 1. Race 8, you can take out 1, 3 and 4pence. 16, Seb Song, 17, T-Tails, 18, Brawl, 19, Highland Jack, and 20, San Gregorio. 1, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20.
Harry White, it's a good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
Race 5 kicks off the quaddie restricted 58 over the 1,400 metres. Pristine Image is at 360, the market leader here. Efforts at $7. Loose Lip Lloyd is at $6. And then Feeables at $9.50 here, Harry.
I will go with number 1, Gareth, Effort. I thought ran quite well after racing back and covering ground in an on-pace dominated race. That was over a trip short of his best. Back to the jump outs in the interim. He looked good in his heat. Big yes to 1,400 metres now, and a nice enough price to boot. Pristine Image is racing well in similar sort of grade, always just finds a couple better. His one and only win was at the track, but it was in October of 2019. Okotox is another one who hasn't won for ages, but looks well placed in this sort of field. Sunday Night Tea looks next best. 1-6-4-7.
Race number 6, Overkill's the $3.20 favourite here over the 1,100 metres, benchmark 70. Then we go to Smart Elism at $5, Lady Pluck at $8.50, As I Please at $6, Sultan C at $5.50 here.
Yeah, for the Quinella players, I think Mara and Eustace can run 1-2 with Overkill getting the nod for top spot. It just really is a race a horse like this should be winning. Lady Pluck has been good in three runs back after a long layoff. I think getting back around a bend rather than the Flemington straight will suit. Sultan C looks well placed after three good efforts since touching back down in Australia. Was three lengths off Inferno, the Inferno in Singapore. That's a good form reference. And Smart Alyssum next best in the quaddie, 4-6-10-5.
Let's have a look at the Hamilton Cup over the 2,200 metres. Morton's Fork at $8. Think We're Due for Andrew Noblet and Jason Maskell at $5.50. Yearlong Captain at $5. Hermisian at $6.50. And then we go to Month of Missile at $8. King's Fool's the favourite here at $3.60. And Host Stars a $9 chance here in the Cup.
Yeah, it's not a bad little addition. I will go with Think We're Due. We'll lead, give a sight. I do think 2,000 metres sees him out, but some efforts over this trip are in stakes grade, and he's held on for a minor money spot. He's up against benchmark horses here, so I think he can lead and win. Yearlong Captain coming off a freshen and a stable swap is a chance despite the start. He is likely to be giving away, hopefully not too much, in a relatively small field. King's Fool keeps racing well. Prior to last start, it was without a lot of luck as well. And Morton's Fork, I thought, did enough last start. Looks the other key hope. 2-5-7-3.
And let's have a look at the final race, and this is over the 1,600 metres, benchmark 70. We've got Caffrey at $11, Cassius at $12, Worsfold at $4.20, Camborne's the favourite at $3.90, and then we go to Pacapunyal at $11 and Beltiara at $10.
Yeah, we'll go to the old race 8, number 8, Gareth, Worsfold. Coming off a freshen, has been competitive in stronger races over this distant range. Looks a nice bet. He loves a soft track. Camborne, the market favourite. Was well back last start, was good despite not winning. Third up and ready to fire out over the mile. See what you think. And old mate Barry the Baptist, a two at a price I give a hope to. So into the quaddy as knockout hopes at odds. 8-9-7-2.
All right, then your best.
Best race 8, number 8, Worsfold. Value race 5, number 1, Effort. Quaddy, first leg 1-4-6-7. Second leg 4-5-6-10. Third leg 2-3-5-7. Last leg, 2-7-8-9. Play of the day, there's a couple of favourites in the openers that I think will be winning. So we'll go all up race 1, number 14, into race 2, number 3.
Do you have any specials there at Caulfield, Harry?
I will be very, very sad if Buffalo River does not win race 2 today, Gareth.
Okay, so you're keen on that galloper there to lead all of the way for Mike Maroney. I know Gator's keen on it as well.
Well, that if Gator's keen, then that makes me even more keen. So fingers crossed.
All right, mate, good luck. Enjoy your day, Harry.
You too, Gareth.
It's a big night there at Bendigo tonight. It's the Victoria Cup. It's one of the highlights of the season in harness racing around the country. And it's the second biggest night in Victoria outside of the Hunter Cup, for mine anyway. And we have the Victoria Oaks on this card these days and also the Victoria Derby. My better bets, my first selection comes up in race number 3. And I think Soho Dow Jones can give a great side. I have him leading for Michael Stanley. I thought his run in the heat was really good. And I think he's a big chance to go all of the way in the third race. This is a terrific three-year-old trotting contest in the fourth in the home field. It's one of the better three-year-old trotting races that you'll see. Now, Olavici doesn't gain a start. It was the emergency. And Mufasa Metro, he finished second in the duels there in New Zealand two starts back, and then he was purchased by Connections of John Justice. I think Mark Gurry, who's been a big supporter of John Justice, purchased this three-year-old trotter. He was first up there the other day at Cranbourne, and he was impressive, and I think he's a big chance there to lead all of the way. I think Tango Tara is the best bet in race number 5. Race number 3, I'm keen on Beach Music to lead all of the way in the Oaks. I think she's just come a long way since her two-year-old days, and Ladies and Red's in very, very good filly, but I think Beach Music, the stablemate, can defeat her. And then a little later on in the program, Rich Beauty looks tough to beat in the two-year-old filly's feature, and So What at an each-way price in race 11, horse number 3. But this man will play a major part tonight. He is the best in the business. His name is Chris Elfin, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Chris. Thanks for your time, mate.
Nah, all good, Gareth. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a big night of harness racing there from Bendigo. You've got some nice drives. Sahara Sirocco in this first race over the mile, but looks like there's a bit of pace out front. He's not worth, well, he should be worth an each-way ticket, I would imagine, there, Puppet.
Yeah, he's a really nice little horse. You know, a bit of a one-trick pony, but he'll settle sort of out the back, and we need a good speed on throughout. But yeah, he's sure up to that grade, and I'm sure he's a great chance.
What did you make of Sugar Me in his Derby heat? Of course, trained by Cran Dalgetty from New Zealand. He takes on the older horses in race number 2.
He probably looked a bit disappointing on face value in the Derby heat, but you know, I was really, when you look at his sectionals, he probably couldn't have run any quicker. He sort of ran his first half in 59.3, then 58.7, and then 57.1, so he probably couldn't run any quicker. And you know, it's not a great draw for him tonight, but I'm sure the run will have done him good, and you know, he'll need a good trail up or something from the draw, but I'm sure you'll see a much better run.
The homegrown classic for the two-year-olds is a ripper. Flash Jimmy defeated you there in the heat at Ballarat, and you drive another big man, of course, who's at $16. Can he win at a price?
He's a big, you know, gawky sort of two-year-old that's learning. He was a lot better from his first run to his second run, and he's going to get a good trail through, following out a real quick beginner, and hopefully he lobs handy and they go hard, and he can get home, but, you know, probably place best.
In the home field for the Trotters, it's a beauty, isn't it? Did you have the choice over Kai Valley Hotspur or Aldebaran Zeus?
No. I think I've always sort of liked Zeus, and they engaged Ants early on this preparation with the trials and that for Hotspur, because they're probably going to clash a lot. So I'm happy with Zeus.
All right, then. How do you think this race pans out with your speed map?
Yeah, it looks like the one's quick enough to hold the front, which will be great for us. And if that happens and there's plenty of pressure, he'll sure get home good the last 200.
Yeah, he's a big price there at that $13. Can Sicario improve second up in the popular arm free-for-all?
He'll probably need to. He had a trial last week and was okay. But it's sort of tricky sort of race, and he'll have to be at his best.
Where do you think Tuppets lands in the Derby from barrier number 1?
He's really quick out, so we can just see who wants to lead out of American Dealer and Act Now, so he's going to get a good run either behind the leader or three fence, and he mightn't be good enough to win, but he's sure good enough to finish, you know, top 4, I think.
All right, then. What about Beach Music? I'm excited to see what she can do tonight, Chris. There's talk that maybe she went a little bit rough after the start there in the early part in her heat, but you've probably watched plenty of videos and talked to the camp. Do you think she holds out Joanna at the start?
Yeah, it's hard to know. Like, I crossed her last week with Leah, but Leah is very quick, and I'm pretty sure Sal didn't push her out of the gate because he sort of presumed the front would be there once the speed dropped out of the race. But, you know, I'm sure that they'll, you know, have something done this week to make sure she gets out a bit better, and I'm pretty sure she'll find the front.
All right, then. She'll be mighty hard to beat then. What about in the Victoria Cup, Max Delight had a setback. He gets gate 2. Can you cross Torres Saint at the start?
Yeah, it's interesting. We can't sort of afford to do too much work early, but they're both really quick beginners. Yeah, it probably just depends on what Glenn has in his mind of who he wants to sit on. You know, I'm sure if we got the lead easy enough, we'd be able to hold it and get him to the sprint lane, but yeah, it's just a tricky sort of race. There's, you know, a lot of gate speed off the front. We can't afford to do too much work because that'll just bring the back line into it. So yeah, I haven't talked to David yet about what he thinks, but I'm sure he's a great, you know, each-way chance.
Can Sleepy win the Bill Collins sprint?
I think so. The run last week was great. He did a lot of work early and just got run over late by Majestuoso, who's a, you know, benchmark at the moment. And she's going to get a nice soft run either behind the leader and or three back the fence. And she seems really well this week.
She's a ridiculous price, $16. She'd probably be three back the fence around Bendigo over the mile. So that's a good push there from Chris. What's your best for the night?
Yeah, I think Sleepy sort of, if any breaks go away, I'm sure she'll be powering home.
Go and get them tonight. Thanks for that, Chris.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's the champ, Chris Alford. George Ferrugia, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I'm very well. How do we back a winner there at Bendigo tonight? Heats of the Bendigo Cup.
Yeah, can't wait for this series. Obviously, the 8 heat winners will go through to the final next week, Gareth, worth $50,000. Highlighted by Ferdinand Boy, Gareth, who's trying to win his 4th Country Cup. It's just an incredible performance. We'll get the quaddie out of the way first. It's just a $12 quaddie, Gareth, but I think we can get it. 4 and 8 into 4, 6 and 8 into number 5, 1 out into 1 and 8. Interesting race in race 6, Gareth, where Clara Bale's at $4.40. Probably hasn't been too many times more recently where she started those odds.
But can't win, George. Can't win.
Wow. Okay. Well, Rebellious for Jason Thompson. He's an absolute star, and he's a $1.80 favourite. Ferdinand Boy's into $1.70 now, Gareth, with the scratching of Dream Wizard. I mean, it's $2.20 yesterday, but look, I think he'll just be winning that race. I'm keen on Typhoon Sammy to beat Tigalong Tonk. He's at $1.80, but the one that we're really warming to is race 10, number 2, Dr. Tucker. Oh, he's just a jet when he's right. He's had 2 starts back. He should be just about close to full fitness now, Gareth. And if he just gets the start right, I think he'll be incredibly hard to beat. It's a good heat, that one, but I think he's got the class factor to get the job done there. So we had 2 group finals last night too, Gareth. Zipping Kyrgios winning the Group 2 Black Top at the Gardens. And Minnie Finn, the trainer, was interviewed after the race, and she said that she'll be going through the Phoenix series to try to qualify for that race. But he probably is also on the cards as one of the best greyhounds in New South Wales, where he might get a slot anyway. And Do It, taking out the Adelaide Cup in fine style over kennel mate Mr. Fix-It, Jeff Britton and Angela Langton, going 1-2 there in that race. Aston Rupee was going to make a run on that first corner, got skittled, and the 2 leaders were off and gone. So well done to Connections of Do It. He's been knocking on the door for a little while, and he got the job done.
Yeah, he's a bomb-proof greyhound in a way. He just jumps and runs and does everything right, Georgie. So can't wait for the latter part of the year in the greyhound world as well, because some of the bigger races are not far away now.
Absolutely, mate. Have a good day on the punt.
Good on you, George. There's George Ferrugia there. Just with Peter Anthony's tips there at Ascot today. Race 8, number 2, he's keen on Miss Kentucky. He says that she's the best 1,000-metre horse in that race. She's first up, trained by the informed Simon Miller, and Parnham takes the ride. And in the 3-year-old classic there, which is a beauty, he's backing 2 horses at a price. Flying Missile at $9 for the Parnhams, Chris and Neville Parnham, that's race 9, horse 7, and Snipperucci for S.J. Miller and Jason Brown. What a combination that is. So Snipperucci at $11.310. News time with Johnny Bauer. And then after that, it's race day mornings with Michael Felgate, Dan Malecki and Matthew Stewart. Have a wonderful day on the punt.